All right, just an update on the injuries. Danny Trevathan did not participate today with a knee. Jarrell Robinson also with a knee. Wes Welker, concussion. And Jamison Kahns did not participate with a neck. Otherwise, everybody participated. Got out of the game all in all pretty well. Any questions?
Did you get a chance to look at the hit on Welker? What did you think of that?
Well, I mean, it was penalized. You know, we turn in penalties, but, you know, those are things that happen in a game, whether it's our team or, you know, the opponent.
Do you think it was dirty?
You know, it's football, you know, and it happens. It's part of the game. You know, obviously we're disappointed in the results, but, you know, it happens during games. It's happened to our players, and I'm sure it will move them forward as well.
Kind of for that many concussions, are you concerned about Wes Welker not only as a person?
Yeah, we always worry about our players, Wes included. And, you know, obviously our first priority is, you know, his safety and his well-being. So numbers and all that, you'd have to ask medical people. I'm not qualified in that area. But I know as an organization, his well-being is our first priority.
Would you say as long as you've been coaching in this league that – the protocol on concussions, the tests and all that are more stringent here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's changed a lot just in, you know, in my time in the National Football League immensely. So, you know, there's independent doctors now that are in charge. You know, there's a protocol both on the sideline, in the locker room. You know, after the diagnosis of concussion, there's a protocol. Amount of exercise. I mean, the list goes on. So there's no doubt it's very heightened now, say, over 10 years ago.
How are his spirits?
Oh, very good. You know, he's talked to him this morning. He's feeling good. And, again, he's going through the protocol now. And, you know, he'll be out there when he's deemed healthy.
John, how would you characterize the concussion? How severe is it?
You know, I mean, I can't, you know, give on level, but it's just concussion. I mean, I don't think there's like part concussions, half concussions. I mean, either you're concussed or you're not, the way I understand the injury.
Any talk in dealing with him or amongst the medical people about a retirement? Has that crossed anybody's mind?
You know, that's not been brought up at all. You know, you'd have to talk to Wes in that area, but I didn't sense that.
After talking to Wes, maybe the doctors, have you gotten any indication that he could play week one? Is that a strong possibility?
You know, we just say it one day at a time. I mean, I say that all the time. I know it's you know, coach speak, but it's truly the truth. So, you know, we'll see how he gets through today. And I'll get updated every day medically on every player, including Wes in this case. So we'll see what tomorrow brings.
Hey, John, when a player makes a decision that leads to him being suspended, does it lead to disappointment from within the building because he's let the team down?
Well, I think, you know, there's always disappointment. I mean, whether it's an injury or a missed assignment, you know, it's football. But in this case, you know, he's part of our family. He's one of ours, and we're going to support him through this.